change the culture, the mindset, the expectation level, and improve the brand of Indiana Hoosier football.
It's a big week.
I'll say it. Yeah, it's something. It's a week we've been talking about for a while, because there was a point where, like, when we were getting drunk on the Kool-Aid and talking the hypotheticals, like the crazy talk, you know, before the year when you're supposed to, as opposed to like during the year when a lot of, you know, woke media likes to, you know, steal the vote. We gotta stop the steal.
We're working on your understanding of what exactly that means.
We're working on it. But yeah, back when we were talking hypotheticals before the year, game that we had circled, because it could have, in theory, with, you know, the schedule, you know, previewing the schedule, like, we knew a lot of the teams that we'd be playing could be down, having down years. Doesn't mean that necessarily Indiana would be able to beat them necessarily, but we thought maybe, you know, 10-0 was possible on the table. And here we are, flash forward. It's November 21st, if you're Alec Keyser. It's November 20th, if you're me, because it is damn near midnight. The day before. It's Ohio Hate Week.
It is Ohio Hate Week. There have been some outlandish things said this week. We're going to get into it in a second. I think it's funny that you brought up the stop the steal thing. Because we can get into that first. I want to talk about Joey Galloway.
Until 5 minutes ago.
I want to talk about Joey Galloway first, but no, let's talk about the SEC.
The Soft Eastern Conference. The
Indiana Burner Army.
The Soft Eastern Conference.
The Indiana Burner Army has been going to war. Some of the memes coming out of this have been absolutely hysterical. B-Town Bucket Boy posted an absolute banger today about stopping the steal. It's been really funny. It's just like scroll, laugh, scroll, laugh, scroll, laugh, scroll, laugh. Yeah, a lot of really creative stuff. There's no way any of these SEC fan bases were ready for the overwhelming force of the Indiana Burner Army.
I don't think they realize how big of a fan base we have. I don't think they knew.
There's no shot.
I don't think they knew how many of us there were. And we're all pretty, like, psychotic, I would say, for the most part, as, like, fans. It's a pretty good fan. Like, we're the before the merger and acquisition, we were the most southern school in the Big Ten. We are, what, an hour away from Kentucky? It's
less than that.
Like, Bloomington's an hour away from Louisville. It's a quick drive.
I think it's like 90 minutes, actually.
Our type of fans are more similar to those Soft Eastern Conference fans than Soft Eastern Conference fans would like to admit. Is what I'll say. In terms of what they think.
No, that's very fair.
So obviously, I would say we're a lot more intelligent overall, coming from the Big Ten.
No, yeah. Well, no, this is a Big Ten fan base.
All of our teams are in the top 100 universities. No. That's like a requirement that you have to join our conference. I couldn't say, like, Vanderbilt could probably join the Big Ten. I don't know about the other ones, though.
Yes. For sure.
I feel like that might be the only one.
I know about some of those other ones, and yeah, I'm pretty confident.
Florida's actually somewhat of a good school. Like they're a good school.
Florida is a really good
I think that's
school,
really it though.
especially for out of
But yeah,
state.
they're it's
No, Georgia's solid. Like Texas
Oh
is an
yeah, Texas. I
unbelievable
forgot.
school.
Yeah, again, them getting Texas was big for their GPAs.
You gotta
Their
think like
SAT
you
scores.
can't look at it in terms of state schools. You gotta look at it in terms of how they like admit the out of
Yeah.
state
What
students.
about the SEC though?
Because if
The
you're a
fact
state.
that they just can't, they don't have a dominant, you know. I would say like you could definitely argue that like with the Big Ten, those top four taking care of business like they have, pretty dominant except for games against each other for the most part, besides like Ohio State, Nebraska, maybe in Oregon, Wisconsin, where they ended up winning those games, despite, you know, some teams in the SEC weren't able to win those types of games. And that's kind of the difference when it comes,
Well,
because I heard a really good quote from the CBS broadcast this week where they were getting hyped up about the Hoosiers because they know, as ball knowers, that football isn't all about talent. It's a big factor. Football is not all about talent. It's about execution and being a 11-man operation. It's a true team game. And obviously talent matters, winning in the trenches and things like that. But when you have those things and you're able to execute at a high level, it makes you a very, very good team. And people know who've watched Indiana all year know that they're plenty at that level. And it's very clear
well,
who
I think
doesn't watch the games. I feel like SEC fans don't watch non-SEC football.
the problem for the SEC is the simple fact that their teams just aren't as good as the teams in the Big
Or
Ten this
as
year.
good as.
Like USC beat LSU, who's supposed to be one of the better teams in the SEC, and USC is the 12th best team in the Big Ten. So like the It's okay that they have these massive brands and recognizable things, and yeah, they produce a lot of talent and all that stuff and NFL guys, but like, and this is, God, this is gonna sound so disrespectful. There are so many Jonathan Mingos in the SEC, just like NFL looking guys, athletes that just do not put any production on the field. It's like, yeah, you might look like the best football player in the world, but like, the teams just aren't as good. Like Indiana's a better football team than like
At
I'll say the
least just
entire
as good
SEC.
on their level. I would say, like, in
100%.
general, like, historically, the SEC has been a better conference. I've said this before, time and time again. I just don't, having been an SEC watcher for about 20 years myself, where I also watched the Pac-12 and a lot of Big Ten, RIP the Pac-12, that Pac-12 memory of the week, they
It's
existed at
back.
one point. It'll never be the same. Anyways,
It's gonna exist
anyways.
again.
I know that the SEC isn't not as good as it used to be compared to the rest of the. There's no like that Alabama team, those Georgia teams, like that's not what they are right now. That's not at all what they
Well,
are.
I
I
think.
watch those teams win by 50 every week, and they just don't do that.
Well, again, like Georgia's biggest problem, because Georgia really should be that team that's killing everybody, is that their guys literally can't stop getting arrested. Like, there's no way, and I'll continue to say this, that having 30 guys on your team get arrested doesn't have a negative effect on the way you play. It
It's
just
definitely a
can't be
distraction,
possible.
and it's why they're not as good of a team. They have all these distractions, and they aren't the same team week in and week out. Obviously, they show up for Texas, show that ass whooping that we all thought they were. But then when they show up for the other games, Kentucky, they lose to Ole Miss. You know, they're just not there. They looked really good again in that Bama game. I think Bama, Georgia, like watching that game, like that looked like the SEC of old. Week in and week out, that's just not the case with these teams.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I can't. I don't know what I'll do with the college football player if Georgia doesn't get. Well, if they lose fucking four games, they don't deserve to get in. Like, what are we even
Of
talking
those
about?
two-loss SEC teams that passed the eye test for me, I'll even go as far as three-loss with Missouri and South Carolina. Missouri does not pass the eye test. South Carolina, they're good, but they're not as good as people are making them out to be. I don't give them Indiana's schedule. I don't know if they beat Michigan or Washington. I really don't. I don't know if they do. I don't even know if they go on the road and beat UCLA. I
They
think they go on the
probably
road
beat
and
both
to
those
UCLA
teams.
and probably have a. I
Yeah.
don't think they win by more than 20 points.
I think the Cox are good.
I know they're good, but they're not as good as people think they are. Ole Miss does not pass the eye test for me. They're not as good as I thought they would be. They're in my. I picked them to win the SEC this year. They're not as good as I thought they'd be. Bama is getting better as the weeks go on. Kalen DeBoer, they're starting to look Kalen DeBoer. They're letting Jalen Milroe play his game. Tennessee doesn't really do it for me right now. I've seen like I don't know, like yeah, Georgia passed the eye test, A&M, not really, Texas, not really for me.
A&M lost to Notre Dame, who lost to
But they
NIU.
have those
People
they've
seem to
had those
forget that
bad
Notre Dame
games though,
lost
so
to
it's really hard
NIU.
to like obviously in the big games I think they'll show up, but that's not what it's about. They play you gotta play the game's gotta matter at the end of the day. Game's good. That Kentucky game has to
Well,
matter.
yeah, I think well, the games. No, this is the point, and I think this is honestly a perfect transition. The game has to matter. Like, playing the games has to matter. Winning the games has to matter. But honestly, even like take the college football playoff out of it, like, and to refocus on Ohio State for a second, like, Indiana's rolling into this Ohio State game with the best chance to beat them since you're telling me 88, but that 87 season. Why would Indiana, for why would they not try their hardest? To win this game. And that brings me to Joey Galloway. And I know kind of like you've alluded to this a couple of times, so I'll let you make this point. But why the hell would Curtis Rourke not play in this game? That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was a funny comment on a nationally broadcasted show. 100, like, definitely gets the eyebrows raised for sure. I didn't necessarily take it as like a serious like he actually thinks they should. Like, I know Joey Galloway played football. He knows that, as a football team, you have to just do your process and start your guy in that week. Doesn't really matter. You have to play how you play. You're not doing any funny. We're not professionals here. I don't. I think this was just. I think he was taking a slight at ESPN and the College Football Committee and how they and their hypocrisies. I think he's defending Florida State a little bit here in that ridiculous showdown that went down last year. Alabama should have been left out, in my opinion. It's not really about. When it comes to resumes, you had three undefeated conference champions and two one-loss conference champions, and those two one-loss champions played each other and one beat the other. So that one should be in. It's really the games have to matter, and that's how it should have gone. It's not really about, yeah, you can use eye tests in other situations, but not in that one because it's pretty crystal clear. I think that's what Joey Galloway is talking about, because he prefaced it with saying, like, if I were to trust our metrics, as in ESPN's metrics, where it flashed 96% chance to make the playoff if they win, 95% chance to make the playoff if they lose, makes the game seem pretty irrelevant. So I think he was just talking about how ridiculous all these fucking numbers are, and that the games need to matter, is I think his main point. By making that statement. And he had a funny
That's
way of
fair.
saying
I
it. I
just
thought it was
like,
just a funny way of saying that. Because I've been watching Joey Galloway
yeah.
for a long time, and he kind of has that sarcastic humor to him. It's pretty common. Him, Matthew Berry, and Dan Mullen, they have that college football scoreboard show. It's usually, yeah. He used to do it with Jesse Palmer back in the day. It's pretty entertaining. That's how Joey Galloway is. Sarcastic guy. Obviously, he's an Ohio Stater, and I think it was funny that he's like, yeah, bench your starter against Ohio State, please. Like, he probably thinks Indiana has a shot to win the game. He's probably just making a little funny comment about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said kind of before, to take the playoff out of it, like, this is a significant game for a lot of different reasons. Mainly, Indiana has a legitimate chance to win. But yeah, I think overall the playoff discourse has reached a place. The conversation's gotten a little ridiculous.
I think that's what Joey Galloway we've talked about it. Like, he's trying to get us there. Like, he's like, you guys are being ridiculous. No,
I don't know, watching, man. Listen, I know maybe Joey Galloway. I don't know. Listen. No. You don't know Joey Galloway on TV. I saw the full clip. I saw the part of the quote that, like, people have been leaving out on Twitter. Like, it does kind of sound like a joke, but again, he does make, like, to your point, he makes the game, it seem like the game's irrelevant. Like, yeah, if you're just going to make the playoff, like, why not just, like, save your quarterback? It's like, because we want to fucking win the game, bro. Like, they what are you talking about?
That made the game seem like it didn't
matter. But it's not about the playoff. This was never about the playoff. Like, it was always about the playoff. But, like, In a vacuum, this has nothing to do with the college football playoff. This is Indiana and Ohio State. Like, mano y mano. Like, let's go.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, even if the playoff didn't exist, like, literally.
Yeah, that's how football operates, and I know Joey Galloway knows that. So it's clearly, to me, a sarcastic comment by him and a slight to ESPN Analytics, because he goes on those college football playoff shows and, like, literally says, like, this, none of this matters right now because the games still have to be played. He literally says that, like, before every show. He's like, this is the dumbest thing we can do right now because literally nothing matters until all the games are played. So, yeah. Couldn't agree with Joey more with that sarcastic comment. That's something I would say, honestly. That's a comment I would make. Like, if the game doesn't matter based on your stupid ESPN analytics, let's not play our starting quarterback. Because apparently, based on the CFP rules, if our starting quarterback gets hurt during that game, we could be knocked out of the playoff.
Yes, but here's why it's stupid. Because it's not about the playoff.
Okay. I hear you. Yes.
Who, like, at this point, who gives a shit about the playoff? We're in. But they're in, bro. They're in. People have started buying playoff tickets. Like, you don't just sell playoff tickets and then not have the game. Like, yes, it happens, but, like, you're not reaching out to your season ticket holders being like, hey, guys, like,
it's stupid. Yeah,
we're 95% certain we're in the
game. I don't.
Yes, but regardless of what happens from here on out, unless it's, like, a disastrous loss to Purdue, which, like, I think we're going to beat Purdue by 150. I'm not even worried about that game in the slightest. This team's in. They're in. Like, people can argue on Twitter all they want. The SEC can cry all it wants. Like, Louisville can try and be relevant all it wants. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, this is storyline-wise, like, on the field, talent-wise, like, they have a Heisman candidate. They have, like, the guy who's leading the entire nation in pressures. They have one of the best corners in the entire nation. They have an elite defensive front. They have an elite scheme. They have an offense with receivers who block and get open. And they have a head coach who can't stop making quotes. He can't stop. Everything he says, it turns to gold.
Mercer,
people
Georgia
just want a camera in his face.
Or no, Tennessee play Chattanooga.
If we take a step back, Indiana's the team that gets put in every single time. Every time. Like, there is no steal. But it is funny to watch, like, stop the steal be like, because it is, like, Indiana versus the SEC. It does feel like the Battle of the Bastards gif where Jon Snow is like, he holds up the sword, right? And everybody. But then it's like, here comes the army, and everybody, when the two sides clash together, it's like, phew. So it's like, yeah. But that's Indiana.
Ryan.
But yeah, no, they're in.
I'm not daunted. I'm just saying what Joey Galloway is saying. I understand.
No, so that's a stupid comment. It's like, no, the Indiana, like, the goal is to win this weekend and go 1-0 this week. Like, that's always the goal.
Obviously. But he's just calling out how stupid the show is. That's all he's saying. He doesn't want to be there. Anyways, Ryan Russillo.
Then don't be there.
He wants a paycheck. Come on now. Joey Hustler over there. Joey Hustler. Probably the only Ohio Stater that I like. Maybe.
I'm trying to think.
I somewhat find Ohio State amusing. But that's really as far as that goes. I find him amusing.
Don't get me started on that guy.
I'm just saying.
You want to talk about daunting?
Ryan Russillo.
Ryan Russillo is daunted. Honestly, I couldn't even watch his video. I saw the headline and the little like
video
thing.
It was so clear that he doesn't watch.
Yeah, so that's it. That's what I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a guy who has not watched a single snap of college football this year.
It was crazy what he just said. He's like, "Yeah, I have Georgia ranked above like, Indiana." Okay, yeah. Based on what? Like, they beat Bama. Like, is Bama that good? Like, Bama lost to Tennessee. Like, I don't know, if Bama's that good.
They didn't beat Bama.
Well, he's like Georgia beat Bama. He said Georgia beat Bama. Like, he was telling
Bama beat Georgia by one. No. There's that crazy Ryan Williams touchdown at the end.
Anyways, well, who is Georgia beating? They beat someone good. They beat Tennessee.
They beat Texas.
There we go. But, like, is Texas that good? Texas' best win is Vanderbilt. I don't know. Honestly, it's probably Michigan. I think Michigan would wipe the shit out of Vanderbilt. Michigan's probably the best one by far. And that was when Michigan was, like, really bad. They're not – that's, like – the Michigan today versus Michigan when they played Texas is, like, the 15-point
completely
difference,
different teams. Yeah, so Russillo obviously clearly has no idea what he's talking about. That was an insane video. Couldn't believe he even put something like that out.
Maybe
that
I'm a little biased. Nuts. Maybe 10-point difference. You know, I'm not saying Michigan's. I don't know if Michigan could put up 13 points on Michigan's defense. I don't know if they could. That'd be crazy. Those practices must be insane. Their offense doesn't do shit. What was summer, spring? What was
they don't do anything.
Like? Oh my God. Iowa's probably the same thing, too.
It was just the offensive coaching staff, like, so pulling his hair out and Sharon Moore, like, crying in a corner. Literally.
Like, how do you think you're prepared for the season when you can't even get a first down in practice?
That was like when McNamara's stats came out. Cade McNamara's stats came out from Iowa, and it was like 5 interceptions or whatever. Like, it was like, oh, they might not be good. They might not be very good.
Iowa would beat Missouri, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Florida with Lagway would be an interesting matchup because Florida's defense, but like, I don't know, we'll see. I like Florida, they're trending up. I think they're gonna win this weekend. I forget who they're playing, but I remember seeing it. I was like, they're gonna win, playing someone good like A&M or something like that. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, Kyle Kamara,
I like your merch, I like your
exclusive drop.
Shirt.
Yeah, I am. I'm rocking my Lottie shirt. Shout out to the Indiana NIL store. I had a couple of different issues with my order. They were awesome on customer service, so that was sick. But yeah, I got my Lottie shirt rocking right now. Got my Rourke Fisher 2024 shirt over there. My Yarden Garzon shirt also over there. But yeah, Mikal Kamara, exclusive drop on Indiana NIL store. Go check that out. And then James Carpenter is a Bullsworth Trophy finalist.
That's for the best Shout former walk-on in the country. It's pretty early to be naming finalists. I think finalists for like the big like position awards come out next week. Maybe the week after.
Around conference championship week would make sense to me, like after the regular season's done.
Yeah, that makes sense. You gotta do the 12-game schedule. That makes sense. You gotta play.
Yeah, here in the Big Ten, we just play. We play Big Ten teams
nine times.
Yeah, like,
play
you
them
know,
nine
the back
times.
End. We don't just.
Could you
we
imagine
just play
the
Mercer
SEC if they played
in like
nine
week
conference
nine?
Games? Probably some of these
could
teams
you
would have
just
more
like
losses, and you'd be like, and they'd be like, oh my god,
instead of
more losses, like this is crazy.
Imagine if Indiana just played Mercer this week instead of Ohio State.
Like, yeah, Oklahoma is 5-5, but they're also 1-5 in conference. So, like, how good actually are they? Like, they only won one. You have to win two conference games to go bowling. The SEC has 13 teams right now with 5 wins. They have 15 teams still in contention for bowl eligibility. Auburn and Kentucky have to win out. Florida, Arkansas, and Oklahoma have to win one game. Softies are conference.
Super soft. Charmin Ultra Soft. The Charmin Ultra Soft Conference of the Week once again goes to the Southeastern Conference.
Who has Oklahoma played this year? They played Temple, Houston. They did beat Tulane. And then they played Maine a couple weeks ago. Maine.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that. Yeah. Maine, known for their ferocity on
they
the football field.
Zero power two. I guess they beat Houston's power four now. I guess.
They barely
beat the team that was picked to finish last in their conference. Good job. Good job, Oklahoma. It just means more over there. It really does. It just means more. I love just looking into these SEC schedules. It's just ridiculous. Vanderbilt lost to Georgia State. Like, what are we talking about, guys?
Arkansas lost to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, and Oklahoma State's bad, even though I did pick them to win the Big 12, but like that's why preseason
SEC is not good. That's why you
play
the
games. It's preconceived notions.
All right. Teach me about Ohio State.
It's history time. This week we have it's Ohio Hate Week, so we have the Ohio State Buckeyes from Columbus, Ohio, the Austin of the Midwest. Did you know that?
that can't be true.
It actually has one of the highest
young
people populations, and also the highest population of gay people per capita. That's actually a real fact. Anyways,
I don't like the fact that it's called the Austin of the Midwest.
It's just
I feel like Austin's
actually,
a cool
yeah,
place.
It's actually
Columbus is not.
It's an up and coming like business district. A lot of offices open up there. And, yeah, a lot of young people have been moving there. So I've been calling it the Austin of the Midwest. Because, like, you can't call it Chicago. If you call it Chicago.
Oh, you just called it that.
I guess I made that up. But it really is. Like, there's a lot of
people.
I'm hyping it up a little bit. I can hype it up a little bit. It's an okay city. It's actually, I did some research on it. There's not much to it in terms of city. There's just a bunch
That's
of new people.
That's what I'm saying.
There's
nothing fucking
city,
there.
Though. I've heard they have good nightlife and it's okay.
Yeah, there's people there and there's stuff.
The Austin of the Midwest. Whether you want to call that Austin Slight or a Columbus hype up, either way, I'm sticking to it.
If I'm Austin right now, I'm in the DMs of the podcast
when we play the Longhorns in the title game. Damn.
Yeah, they're calling you guys the Austin. They're calling
no,
Columbus
I'm gonna call,
Austin.
Yeah,
it doesn't
no,
even make sense.
Play Texas, I'm going to call Austin the Columbus of the South.
The Columbus of the South? No, that actually, all right.
Really is what I'm doing. I'm setting
the long-term
up.
Vision there.
I'm setting
You're
it
setting
up.
It up. All right. You know what? That's fair.
I'm always
like
two steps ahead.
I'm with it. All right. The Austin of
the
Midwest.
The Austin of
the
Midwest.
I'm in.
Famous alumni Jesse Owens, who was a African-American sprinter, if you don't know. If you don't know who Jesse Owens is, I question your just integrity of knowing things.
We can't be at the point where we got to explain Jesse Owens, right?
Yeah,
like, people
fuck
just
Hitler,
have to know
basically,
who he
is all you got
to
say there. Jack Nicklaus, famous golfer, one of the GOATs, probably on the Mount Rushmore of golf. 19th president of the United States,
For sure.
Rutherford B. Hayes. Very nice.
Do love throwing
Hey,
these
do these
presidents
related
on
to
here.
Woody Hayes? Interesting. Huh. I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, I don't think so, I'm gonna be honest. Those are all the alumni, or do you have a secret list?
Oh, alumni? Oh, yeah. And then there's R.L. Stine, who is the author of the Goosebumps series. Pretty famous children's book series. Don't know. It's pretty hit. He made a
That name
ton of
looked
money from it.
familiar.
A
I was like,
lot.
"Where?"
Everyone read the Goosebumps.
Yeah, those
Yeah.
were that was
And
good stuff.
respect. Yeah. That's all I got for Ohio State because, they're a school. Probably one of the. It's between them and Oregon for like dumbest school in the Big Ten. And they're a
It's
school, the
close,
mascot's
but
a
it's
nut.
probably Oregon.
Which Hoosiers is fine because it's like people slight the Hoosier because it's not like a it's a pretty unique mascot name, but it literally is just means like native of Ohio. Like it's not our fault we have a cool nickname for or native of Indiana. It's not our fault we have a cool nickname for residents of Indiana. Yeah,
People from
it's
our state, yeah.
can't be the Ohio Ohioans. Sorry. It won't work. Won't play. But yeah, going back to Ohio State, a little history lesson. We'll flash it back to 1941. Ohio State, they are a few conference championships deep at this point, but in the Big Ten Conference 1941, they hire Paul Brown as their head coach. Paul Brown would go on to win a national title, going 9-1 in his second season. Paul Brown would then go on to found the Cleveland Browns and be their first head coach and co-founder. He's a football icon, Paul Brown. And that brought Ohio State their first claimed national title, which came post AP poll era in 1935, which is acceptable, I guess. They did go 9-1. Who knows? But they were ranked one in the AP, so there you go.
The brand bias started
Flash forward
early.
1951. Two more conference titles later and a Rose Bowl win with Wes Fessler. Ohio State hires Woody Hayes, famous coach for Ohio State. He goes on in, I'm
Relative of
not sure.
Rutherford.
In 18 seasons, he goes on to win. I'm literally counting in my head right now. 13 conference titles in 17, no, in 27 years, 20, 28 years.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Rutherford B. Hayes and Woody Hayes are not related because if you couldn't find that immediately, probably not true. But 13 out of 18 is not
13 out
bad.
of 28, 13 out of 28.
Oh, I mean
Including, well,
that's
no, because,
eh.
all right, it was hard. All right, first in the 50s, goes on to win national title in 57, national title in 50, 54, 61. Yeah, in that span, 13 conference titles and five natties, Keezer. It's pretty good. Five natties, 28 years. You'd take that. Yeah, I'd take that. Yeah.
It's D's. It's
Ended
D's.
by a six conference title win streak toward the end of his tenure. In 1978, he was old and nasty. They go 7-4. I think he choked a Clemson player. I don't know what year this happened, but that kind of started the. He's a very fiery guy, and it kind of started the process of, oh, he's not really winning natties anymore. Time maybe to push out old Woody Hayes. In their defense, they do have an undefeated season where they didn't win the national title, which is pretty interesting. So I guess, water finds its level sometimes. Yeah, water
Yeah,
finds
that's
its
fair.
level. They move on from Woody Hayes for him most likely just being old or a bad slash bad guy. He's kind of the Bobby Knight of college football from what I've heard. Kind of like that type of, just
Bad guy or
hard
hard
nosed.
nosed?
But he did choke a Clemson player. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of like the not the I wouldn't say that's the same level as Bobby Knight throwing a chair. and like throwing balls at players and all the stuff he's accused of. But you know, I'm gonna stop talking now. Anyways, they hire Earl Bruce, who goes on to play in 8 straight bowl games following Woody Hayes' departure. Wins 4 conference titles in that span. Doesn't misses a bowl game in 87. Gets they move on from him. They go with John Cooper, who goes on to play in 10 straight bowl games with 3 conference titles. All the way up till 2000, where in 2001, Ohio State hires Jim Tressel. You know who Jim Tressel
Did you just ask me if I know who Jim Tressel is?
the consultant for the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah, I know who Jim Tressel is. He goes on in his second year in 2002.
Tattoo artist, Jim
In
Tressel? Nice.
2002, in his second year, he has an undefeated season. And they beat Miami in a very questionable call at the end of the game to win the BCS national title game. This would be Ohio State's first national title in the BCS era that started in 1998. Jim Tressel followed that up with going to a bowl game in all 10 years of his tenure at Ohio State, including ending his tenure with six straight Big Ten titles. Six straight, including two national runner-ups. Pretty good run. Obviously, he runs into that issue with Terrell Pryor and Dan Heron and a lot of the Ohio State football players that were selling autographs for tattoos, and he knew about it and got canned. So they go hire Luke Fickell for 1 year, 2011. They go 6-7. They lose in the Gator Bowl. Probably Ohio State's worst season in, well, since John Cooper in 1999, who wasn't very good. And so in 2012, you know, Ohio State likes to move fast, and they've done a lot of winning. They go and hire Urban Meyer, who wins the Big Ten East all 7 years in his tenure there. However, he only won the conference 3 times, winning the national title, however, in 2014. In that Cardale Jones run in the college football playoff era. They move on from him. He gets hired. You know, he just retires, right? Like, fakes a heart attack and goes on his merry way. He fakes another heart attack and retires from football again. They go on to hire Ryan Day, who wins 2 Big Ten titles in his first 2 seasons, wins the Big Ten East in 2021, and loses. He has not won a Big Ten division title since. However, he is, you know, in his sixth year, 65-9, not too bad, not too shabby. 2 conference titles, 0 national titles. Somehow this guy's on the hot seat. It's curious to me, but yeah.
When you look at what Indiana has in Kurt Cignetti, and then you look at Ryan Day, they're just two different things. Like, people, regardless of how good he is, and to the point of Ohio State likes to move quickly, they're impatient. So yeah, success isn't enough. They need ultimate success, right?
He
And so, like, they look at a guy like Cignetti and they start salivating. They're like, holy cow, like, why doesn't our guy sound like that? And it's like, no, your guy's not that, like, he's not bad either. Like, he's got 9 losses in
yeah,
6 years.
he kind of was
It's not
born
bad.
on third base. I mean, Urban Meyer was born on second base, taking that Ohio State job. They go undefeated in his first year there. They were ineligible and didn't win the national title. So, yeah, interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Yeah, and Ryan Day is just kind of the wheels, you know, you look at it from afar, big picture. They had a stretch from 2012 to 2021. They won the Big Ten East every single year.
Yeah,
And now they're
but
not,
then Harbaugh figured
yeah,
out how to
it happens. It
recruit.
happens. Yeah. It happens. He's in his sixth year. They're 9-1, heading with a loss to the number one team in the country, heading into Ohio Stadium in Columbus, Ohio, the third largest stadium in college football. College Game Day and Big Noon Kickoff are going to be there because they are hosting the number 5, our Indiana Hoosiers, November 23rd, 2024 on Fox. Big noon kickoff. Indiana is plus 13.5. 51 and a
Moved
half
to.
total. So the number two Ohio State Buckeyes versus the number five Indiana Hoosiers. I have to imagine this is their first ever top five meeting. Since 1914, Indiana has won a total of seven times. Ohio State leads the series 79 to 12. I say since 1914 because that was the first time Ohio State beat Indiana. Indiana actually started this winning five games. Indiana's last win was 1988. It's a long time ago, Keezer. You know, it was.
Yeah, no. That's why that comment by Joey Galloway was so stupid.
I know they have to beat Ohio State.
Because it's never about the play. Like, it's about this game.
You know what
Like,
was
it's about
happening in
this game.
1988? Last time Indiana beat
No.
Ohio State.
What was happening? Because I know you told me you were excited for
It was a pretty big
this.
year for the internet because it made its way for the first time to the continent of Europe. And it was the first time the World Wide Web was discussed at
Wow.
CERN. It was a big year.
The
Big
internet
year.
hit Europe.
Reagan and Russian President Gorbachev signed the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, the INF. That's basically ending, the Cold War. That was pretty big. That was a pretty big Oscar Best Picture. Rain Man was released that year as well. Guns N' Roses released Sweet Child of Mine, and Beach Boys released one of my favorite songs, Kokomo, that year. As well as like that troll song, Never Gonna Let You, Never Gonna Hit You, that you know that one. And then here's an interesting little tidbit. 1988. Guess who won the World Series that year, Keezer?
Was it a team from that happened to come from
It
Brooklyn?
was. It was the 1988 Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series in five games, just like they did this year. I don't know. It feels like
Was that
I've been saying
Gibson?
it feels like 88 for a couple months now.
Was that Gibson?
That was Gibson, game one, Grand Slam in the World Series. This year in game one, the Dodgers hit a, well, that was a walk-off homer in the World Series in game one. This year, the Dodgers also had a walk-off home run, happened to be a Grand Slam in game one of the World Series this year. A lot of commonalities. Feels like 1988. I'm an LA guy. I'm an Indiana fan. Feels like 1998 to me. Let's preview this game. I'm feeling the vibes. I've been feeling good about this game. The more time passes, Keezer, the more time passes, and it really solidified itself as soon as I realized, made the connection that in 1988, the Dodgers won the World Series in five games. And in 2024, Dodgers won the World Series in five games, hitting walk-off home runs in game one, just like in 1988. And being an LA kid, an LA Hoosier,
Yeah,
being an
I
LA
see. I like
Hoosier,
what.
I can only, with a football podcast, by the way. It's not like I'm just some random LA Hoosier. With a football podcast. Missing episodes to go to the parade. I can only put two and two together and think we're gonna beat Ohio State. And the more I think about it, the more I like it. What are your keys to the game? Because obviously I have mine, but I've been talking for a while, so
I think it is. I'm very interested to see how the offense deals with a couple of the things Michigan did really well. Like, one thing Michigan did really well that Ohio State's going to be able to do too is, I don't want to say they eliminated the middle of the field because Indiana still went there and was still very successful over the middle. But, like, Price got knocked out of the game. Like, it was definitely a little harder to go over the middle. Some of those like quick slant RPOs were like guys were getting hit on the end of those. It wasn't just like catch, make a move down. It was like catch contact. Like it was just a touch quicker, a step quicker. So what slight adjustment does Shanahan, Sinceri, Signetti, like what do they make to make to I guess make that catch a little bit easier over the middle for those guys, because they're gonna have to go over the middle to give those guys space on the outside. And then it's obviously the offensive line and Rourke. I'm not really worried about the defense. I think the defense honestly is going to play really well. I actually think people are going to be like, Kamara is going to eat. Like, Ohio State lost their starting center for the game, not for the game, for the year. And yeah, they're going to replace him with a really talented kid. But he's going to be like, it's going to be a guy who hasn't played a ton of football this year. And to go come up against this Indiana offensive line, like we talked about Carpenter and Kamara in the beginning, like, Kamara's leading the entire nation in pressures. Carpenter's up there for the best walk-on. Like these dudes eat. Carr eats. Like Landino's gonna get playing time. Like Tyreek Tucker eats. Like the interior of this defensive line, like CJ West, like there's gonna be a lot of pressure on this Ohio State offensive line, and to have the one dude who's like responsible, largely responsible for making all those offensive line calls, not be playing in the game. Like, yeah, again, they're going to replace him with a talented kid, but the camaraderie on the offensive line for Ohio State's going to be completely thrown out of whack. So I actually think defensively, Indiana presents a lot of problems for Ohio State. And then also that D'Angelo Pons, Jeremiah Smith matchup that everyone's had circled for 12 weeks is going to be super exciting. Like, yeah, Pons is that guy. Pons is the best corner in the league. Jeremiah Smith looks like that dude as well. So what happens when two great players go up against each other? It's like we're about to see an elite matchup. That's really exciting too.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the O-line for Ohio State. Before one of the best centers in the country went down with an Achilles injury, I already thought Indiana had the edge on the D-line. They have a left guard playing left tackle. They've been reshuffling their O-line all year. They're not as good as they've been in the past on the O-line. It just hasn't been where they usually are at. Now they do have Chip Kelly calling plays, and he's going to make things easier for them. But when it just comes to, one-on-one matchups against our D line, best in the conference, it's definitely a matchup where we're going to win. That's going to translate on both sides of the ball too. I think we have the best O-line in the conference as well. I think Ohio State probably is one of the top three D lines. Indiana, Michigan, Ohio State, probably best D lines in the conference. That's going to be a great matchup, but I still think, it's probably even. And so I give the trenches edge to us. And I think that's a big thing to note going into this game, is that Indiana is going to win up front. And I don't think people that haven't watched Indiana all year know that that's going to happen. So it's really going to come,
No,
it's
they're
going
gonna
to be
be shocked.
shocking when they see that Indiana is going to win the trenches game. It's really going to be up to Ohio State to make plays on the outside against our DBs. And that's the matchup I'm most concerned about. I think our defense, front seven, they're going to take care of business. We're going to stop the run. Will we be able to stop Carnell Tate, Emeka Ogbuka, all those guys over there at Ohio State on the outside? Henderson and Judkins they're going to get theirs
Well,
at some point.
it's
But we're going to stifle them for the most part. So it's going to come down to the outside and who can make the most plays.
Yeah, I guess Tate would be the guy, I guess, that worries me the most, because you have, so you could say, okay, here are Pons match up with Jeremiah Smith and just like go play football, right? And then you can take Jahmyr Johnson and one of the safeties, and you could just double, because like Emeka is, don't get me wrong, he's phenomenal and he's a great athlete, but he's not like, oh my God, we can't cover this guy with two people type of athlete, right? So you just double him. So then it's like Tate's gonna end up in a one-on-one too. So who ends up covering Tate? Probably, I don't know, that might be Farrell, that might be Asbury, that might be Doss, Terry Jones probably ends up there a bunch. That matchup's gonna be really interesting. We'll see who ends up covering the slot
Yeah, I
too.
don't know if the game plan is to just have Pons cover Smith because they got weapons all over the field. So I think it's really just going to be a team effort. You're going to just guard the guy you're up against.
I'm gonna be honest, I wouldn't be surprised to see Pond shadow him. Especially with 2 weeks.
It'll be interesting to
At least
see.
shadow him a
It'll be
little
interesting to
bit.
see what we do there.
We'll see if he's having any success. But yeah, they're both two South Florida guys, like
Our DBs have been getting
yeah,
better.
it's
They've
gonna
been
be a
making a lot of
matchup.
plays and a lot of turnovers.
And they get helped by the fact that our defensive line is so good and they're going to eat today. So it's like, what does Indiana's offense look like? Because I think 28 points wins this game.
The total's at 51. It's going to be, that's why it's, Vegas knows that Indiana's going to hold up in the trenches at the very least. They don't know that we're going to win in the trenches, probably. They know we're going to hold up, which is why the total's at
Well, if the
51 and a
if
half. The,
But the spread's
yeah, I know.
13 and a
I know.
half.
It's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be, I like going into this year, I probably would have thought it would be like 38, 35. Now it's going to be in the 20s for sure. I think high 20s. I'd lean over for this game, but it's going to be close to that number. It's going to be a sweat for that over.
I think it's
Just
I think it's gonna be 28-24 Indiana, and I think Indiana goes into the horseshoe and beats them.
I had 27-24 game-winning field goal. But on the other side of the ball, obviously, I think our offense, this is their time to shine. This is it. This isn't as good of a defense as Michigan. It's just not. At the end of the day, they're just not as good as Michigan. It's time for them to expose those Ohio State DBs. O-line, hold up against that D-line and just expose them. Our weapons are better than their DBs. So, like, obviously, I'm worried about that matchup on the other side for them. I'm worried for Ohio State guarding us and winning on the outside. There's going to be plays made, and with the trenches battle, it's going to be a slugfest like I'm anticipating. But with those matchups on the outside, I'd say it leans receivers both ways. So plays will be made, and that's why I'm thinking maybe you go for the over, but it's going to be definitely a slugfest. It's not going to be an absolute shootout by any means. It probably starts slow and then gets fast. That's probably how this game's going to go. What Indiana can't do is start the game on the road, get the ball, three and out. They cannot do that. They cannot.
Yeah, see, here's why I disagree
They
with that
can't.
though. I went back and I watched. No, I completely disagree. I watched NC State. What they can't do is
Yeah.
panic. I watched NC State go into the horseshoe, go down, I think 13-0, 14-0, and trail by two touchdowns for most of the game and push that game into triple overtime. There were some very talented guys on that NC State team. Obviously, Phillip Rivers is a generational quarterback. But they weren't as talented as that Ohio State team. And that Ohio State team was way more talented than this Ohio State team.
What year was that? What game are you talking about?
Nah, maybe not. 2003, Kurt Cignetti on staff.
Post, that's Ohio State post the national title.
Yeah. And NC State went in there with Phil Rivers and lost in triple overtime. They fell short at the goal line
Indiana has an
tying the
NFL
game.
quarterback. Maybe not as good as Phil Rivers, but
Indiana has an
Indiana has
NFL
an NFL
quarterback.
quarterback.
That's what I'm
It's
saying is,
Rourke.
but
Rourke's the biggest piece in all of this.
Indiana's team is better than that NC
Indiana's
State
team is
team.
better than this Ohio State team, if we're being honest. I mean, you look at the
Yes.
game, you look at the
No, they just
side-by-side
are.
games. There's no reason to think, if you look at the common opponents, there's no reason to think Ohio State's all that, like 13 points better than Indiana. There's just no way. There's no way you can think that.
I'm
Common
glad we're on the
opponents,
same page.
Michigan State, 38-7. That's a 31-point differential. How much did we beat Michigan State by?
47-10.
37. We beat them by more points.
It's I saw the math. It's like It's like 213 to 219, one of those two numbers, and then
Nebraska, enough said. Northwestern, they probably beat them by a bigger margin, by a touchdown. So they're pretty even.
no, it was the no the point no the point margin was, it was like 213 to 59, like Indiana killed them in like opponents. Maybe it's
Yeah, no way
113.
it's 213. 113 to 59 sounds
Probably
right.
113. I don't
113
know.
to 59 sounds right.
It's late.
But yeah, game, that was your yeah, we have similar game predictions once again.
Ohio State, man. They better be ready. And I know they are. It is funny. It is funny to see the way the Ohio State fan base is reacting, because it's like they didn't want to really acknowledge that this was going to be a game for a really long time, and now it's like, oh shit, this is a top five matchup. But they can't wrap their head around the fact that it is a legitimate top five matchup. Like, they still have that, like, we're a little brother, like, this is going to be a whomping, and it's like, no, we're coming with the better football team, and we're going to kick your teeth in. Like, Sig was talking about being a 38-point dog to James Madison and going in there and winning. Like, they're not even thinking about 13.5 points. They're insulted. They're not favorites.
Well, yeah, I hope that 13 and a
Like,
half number's been on a bulletin board all week. That's what I hope for.
it went up. It went up.
They
It was
live
11 and a
update the
half.
whiteboard with the spread.
Live odds in the. That'd be dangerous. What if it starts going the other way?
Yeah, I think
I'd be docked. If I was putting it
I
up, I would
thought
be doctoring it. I'd be like, they think you're gonna lose by 35.
I've been thinking we're going to win this game
Some people
since
still
the
do.
Nebraska game. So I'm not daunting away now.
It's like, also, like, is Ohio State really the second best football team in the country? Like, did Oregon and Ohio State, are they gonna hypothetically play three times this year? Like, because they played on the schedule, then they'd meet in the Big Ten championship, then they'd both be playoff teams,
What are
and
you
they'd probably be
talking
on
about?
opposite
Ohio
sides of
State's
the
not
bracket. But
playing
even if they
Oregon in a
weren't,
Big Ten title game. I guess if they beat Indiana, but that's pretty hard to
no, but that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying, like, if Ohio State was truly the second best team in the country, and rankings went that way, they're like, we're really gonna see Ohio State, Oregon three different times this year. I just don't believe that. So I just don't think Ohio State's as good as people think they are. It's brand bias. Like, I'm not, like, Will Howard
It's
doesn't
not
scare
CJ
me.
Stroud and Justin Fields. It's not those guys.
No. No, this is by far the worst quarterback Ohio State's had since we became students.
This is Ohio State's biggest game all year, and I don't think they know that. I don't think they know that this is a bigger game than the Penn State game.
That's my point. They haven't figured out that, like, this is a huge game, and that Indiana is really, really good. Maybe the team might know that, but the fans definitely haven't figured it out yet.
I'd hope the team knows that for their sake, or else it's going to look really bad.
Wait until people see how many Hoosier fans end up at the Horseshoe. That's when people's eyes are gonna open. I'll be like, what the fuck? Why are there so many? Why are they all here?
I
Why
don't know about
do
all
they
that.
think they can
It's
win?
pretty hard to overtake the horseshoe.
Yeah, no. No. I'm not saying they're gonna overtake the Horseshoe. But I'm saying there's gonna be more than a few Hoosiers heading out there, to the point where it's gonna be noticeable. You can agree to disagree.
There's going to be Hoosier fans there, I know, but I don't know if it's going to be that. It's 102,000 people are at that stadium, Keyser. 102,000. Third
Yeah.
largest in the country. It's going to be a good environment. Apparently they've been having to hype up like their own. They've had to send out messages to make sure they're loud at the game.
I don't know if you've seen any of the tweets, but yeah, they have. Rick, remember, guys, cheer. It's like, Aren't you supposed to be the standard? Like, what are we talking about?
Perfect, yeah.
What about your boy,
Yeah,
Neuheisel?
Neuheisel's all over us. The CBS like studio crew split decision on this game, by the way. Those guys know ball if you ever listen to them talk. Anyways, wanna run through the Big Ten real quick? Yeah,
Speed run. I'm falling asleep in this chair.
You're falling asleep on me?
We gotta talk.
Jesus.
We.
Purdue at Michigan State. Friday night.
This is a hilarious game.
Michigan State is minus
Why does
19 and a
Purdue.
half.
This is. Why isn't the point of the Friday night game to get people to watch, or is it just to hide a game so nobody sees it? Like,
They
what?
seem to not be able to make up their mind. I like Michigan State to cover here. Okay. What do you like? Yeah.
Yeah. What
13
was
and a
the
half.
line? If Purdue's gonna upset anybody this year, it's gonna be Michigan
That's
State.
so true. That's so true. It's in Spartan
Like,
Stadium though.
it's.
Like, there's just no way. There's just no way on a Friday night.
If Childs throws a couple picks, the crowd turns against him. It's probably not happening. Purdue's bad. But at least hashtag extend Walters.
Illinois
Or
at
Waters, whatever the fuck
Rutgers,
his name is.
Peacock. Illinois is minus one on the road to Rutgers.
That is such an odd line.
Let's take a look at the Goom rankings
Minus
real
one.
quick. Illinois is 8, Rutgers is 15, different tiers. We like Illinois here.
Hey, the math
The
says go
math.
with Illinois. The eye test also says go with Illinois. One is crazy.
All
Why
right,
is it
moving on.
one?
Illinois's gonna cover. Iowa at Maryland. The line is 6.5. Iowa is ranked 6 in the rankings. Maryland is ranked 16 in the Goom rankings. Iowa's 6.5 touch. Give
Follow
me
the
Iowa
math.
touchdown, please. Thank you. On the
Yo,
road,
easy
I don't
money.
care. On CBS, Penn State goes to Minnesota. The line is minus 11.5. This is a game that people aren't talking about enough, by the way.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is like the second best
Minnesota
game of
is
the
ranked
weekend.
7 in the Goom rankings right now. They're one of the hottest teams in the Big Ten. I know they just lost. Good teams don't typically lose twice in a row, by the way. Penn State, it's 4. The weak link in the top tier. If Penn State's actually frauds, they'll probably lose this game. Give me Minnesota plus 11.5. And Minnesota to win the game. Dog of the week. Dog of the week.
Damn. No,
My
I don't
last
think
dog of the
Minnesota.
week was
I don't think
UCLA against
Minnesota beats
Iowa,
Penn
and it
State.
hit. So, just for everyone out there. I didn't have one last week. Or maybe I did.
No, I'm pretty sure we both did.
Anyways, did it hit? Probably hit. Dog of the week, Minnesota on the run. Who do you like?
Yeah, of course
Who
it
do you like?
hit.
Minnesota, Penn State? What are you thinking? I thought we were doing a speed run here. I need you.
No, I said, oh, no, I said I don't think Minnesota can beat
Oh,
Penn
okay. You
State.
got Penn State here.
Yeah, I think there's a as good like for as fun as this Minnesota team is, I do think they have a little bit of a ceiling. And I do think for as much fun as we have at Penn State's expense, at James Franklin's expense, obviously we love Tom Allen.
What you don't realize, Keezer, is that
That's a
it
good
is
football team.
cold up here in Chicago. You forget about that. It's gonna be 36
What does that have to? What do you mean? It's cold in the Big Ten. They play football outside. Like,
It's gonna be
what are you
36
talking
degrees in
about?
Minnesota. Yeah, it's
So?
gonna be tough.
That's
Yeah,
football weather.
true.
You don't think it gets
All right,
cold in Happy
Northwestern at
Valley?
Michigan. No, not as cold. No.
I promise you it gets into the 30s.
Northwestern at Michigan. Ten
God,
and a
this is a
half spread.
hilarious game. The schedule didn't know what to do this week.
Michigan. I'm not sure I'm taking the points though. I'm not
Yeah,
sure
I
I'm
don't
taking the
know.
points here.
You said 10.5?
10.5. Michigan is ranked 5 on the Goom rankings and Northwestern's ranked 17th. Give me the Michigan
Michigan
points. I'm gonna
should
trust the
trounce
metrics.
them.
I'm gonna trust the metrics here. I'm gonna
Trust the
trust the metrics,
metrics.
and I'm gonna go with Michigan spread. You good?
Yeah, I'm with you. No, I answered. I don't know if you're listening, but I'm answering. That's why I'm like staring at you like you got six heads. Like, yeah, Michigan, trust the metrics. Like, what do we
Wisconsin at
even
Nebraska, Big Ten Network.
Wow, the schedule is this.
Wisconsin
This
is
schedule is
ranked
awesome this week, huh?
10 and Nebraska is ranked 14. This is the closest.
I'm going against the numbers in this one because the numbers can't always be right.
They went undefeated last week.
So
They went
give
undefeated
me
last week.
Nebraska. Yeah, but give me Nebraska.
Nebraska needs to win this game to go bowling, basically, because they're not beating Iowa on the road. They're just not. I'm gonna fade the metrics as well. I'm gonna go Nebraska to win. I'm not. I
Oh, I
will
got in
not.
your head.
I am
I got
officially
in your
playing this
head.
as a no play game. This is a do not touch
Ooh.
this game. Do not touch.
DNP, he
Do
says.
not touch. Do not touch this game for all sakes and purposes. NBC, Saturday Night Football, 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 10:30 p.m. actually, Eastern kick. It's the biggest rivalry in the Big Ten. It's Ohio. It's USC versus UCLA. It's in the Rose Bowl. I will be at this game after I watch Indiana beat Ohio State on my parents' couch.
Yeah, Brad's recording this in a UCLA sweatshirt.
Hey, this is the sweatshirt that I had on. I wear it around. I'm saving my Indiana sweatshirt for game day. Anyways, who do you like in this game? I like UCLA. I'm taking another dog of the week. I'm taking UCLA 4.5 here and the money line. UCLA is getting the dub here. They have to win out to go bowling, and they're gonna do it.
Is Lincoln Riley coaching for his
Yes.
job?
Because if he loses this game, all of a sudden he's 5-6 going against Notre Dame. And then he might have to win that one to save his
Yeah, that
job.
can't happen. Yeah, but they can beat Notre Dame. They're better than FIU or
I agree
NIU,
too.
so.
I think they could beat Notre Dame as well. That's why I told you what's gonna happen. It's gonna be UCLA wins this week and then USC beats Notre Dame next week. That's what's gonna happen.
Could you imagine if USC has like an awful year and then and comes away with non-con wins against LSU and Notre Dame?
Looks really good for the Big Ten.
Yeah, it does.
Who do you like?
I
Okay.
like USC.
Fine.
Sorry.
What's your reasoning?
They're a better football
Are they?
team
Because the Goom metrics, because the Goom
with more
metrics
talent.
say that UCLA is 11 and USC is 12. So, I don't know.
The Goom metrics are biased. The Goom metrics were made by a guy in a
It's not
UCLA
true. I crunched the numbers.
sweatshirt.
It's not true at all. There's a lot of number processing that goes into these rankings, Caesar. I don't understand.
No, I believe it. I believe it.
Run through the. Is there anything really else important going on? Oh yeah, UTEP goes to Tennessee. UTEP goes to
Well,
Tennessee. This is a big resume
I
boosting.
was gonna say something along the lines of like I was gonna say something along the lines of like speaking of Southern California.
You know what I'm gonna bring with me to Southern California? I'm actually bringing two suitcases because I gotta bring my cleats for the turkey trot. I got a lot of stuff to do. I gotta bring my equipment to record.
You're bringing
I have to bring
cleats
my I
for a
have to
turkey trot?
No, to Turkey Bowl football. I'm gonna win MVP
Oh
again.
shit,
I'm
you
gonna win
said turkey
MVP again,
trot.
like I always do. And then yeah, I gotta bring all my recording stuff because we'll be recording out there. We'll recap Ohio State. I'll record from sunny Southern California, home of SoCalHotSauce.com. I tried something new with the hot sauce recently. I put it on my salmon. I did the hot avocado on the salmon.
Whoa.
Delicious.
Whoa.
The sauce is gas. The
Sounds
avocado is the hot
incredible.
avocado is my personal favorite. I like the red hot. Obviously, you can get the 4-pack plus if you get the 4-pack or more bottles. If you get more than 4 bottles, you have free shipping with this place, by the way. And yeah, SoCalHotSauce.com, no spaces, just SoCalHotSauce.com. Promo code SIGSINSIDE for 10% off any order. You get free shipping with four or more bottles, so you get 10% off, free shipping. Yeah, I like the original red. The red hot is a lot. Don't put too much on it. It's really hot, but it's all good. The red, you gotta be careful with the red hot. It's really hot. It's so hot. It's the hottest hot sauce ever. It's you gotta be careful. But hot avocado is my personal favorite. They have
The
original
hottest
avocado and
ever.
original
That
red as
can't be
well.
true.
Are we in stock for the original red again? It's a sleeper. I'm
No.
surprised we're not out of the hot avocado. You gotta get those before I start buying bulk orders. Even though we do have, I get some leeway with my order, so I can. But yeah, I'll be asking from SoCalHotSauce.com that, the corporates will be trying. I'll be trying to get more bottles from them for sure. Yeah, so go get your hot sauce at SoCalHotSauce.com. Like I said, you can buy bottles, cases in the 4-pack will get you free shipping. If you just don't just buy like two or three bottles, you gotta take advantage of that free shipping deal. It's pretty big. Not enough people take advantage of it. So it's promo code SIGS INSIDE. It's two words, SIGS INSIDE. Yeah. Speaking of SoCal, yeah, I'll be at that game. I'll be at the Rose Bowl. And I'll be packing some hot sauce. I'm gonna give some to my parents. It's gonna be good. Yeah. Maybe I'll just order
That's
them
good
with free
stuff.
shipping,
That's
though.
good
That
stuff.
probably would have been the smarter move instead of putting them in the same suitcase as my cleats and most likely microphone and computer. But yeah, big game on SEC Network this weekend. We got UMass at Georgia. Big resume boosting game.
Oh,
The
vaunted. The vaunted
Southeastern
UMass
Conference
Minutemen.
scheduling the big dogs. They brought in the 2-8 UMass Minutemen coming into Stanford Stadium in Athens, Georgia. Georgia is 42-point favorites somehow.
God,
How
that's
are they
gonna be a sick
42-point
game.
favorites? UMass is good. What are we talking about?
No shot. No shot they're 42-point favorites. This is a must watch. This is a cancel all your plans, sit, pop yourself on the couch and check out some hard-nosed Southeastern Conference football.
Yeah, I don't know who's gonna. I honestly, that's a toss up for me. I really, that's a do
Can
not,
we
do
just
not
run the
touch,
SEC
do not
schedule
touch.
this
I don't know
week?
what's gonna happen with that one. I don't know. Stay
Stay
away. Same with
away.
UTEP at Tennessee this weekend. Yeah, UTEP
Oh my God. The
at,
Miners. Everyone knows
oh
the
my God,
Miners bring
41
it.
and a half. Well, again, like I think Vegas is just, they're really inflating the favorites this weekend. Like Ohio State, you got Georgia and UMass, Tennessee, UTEP. Like they're just inflating the favorites right now. It's crazy. Like UTEP's on an SEC schedule. Like they're really good. They're really good. Like they're playing an SEC team. Like they are playing an SEC team. They are good. That's how it works, from what I've learned this past few weeks or so. It's just how it goes. And then South Carolina, late night, well, more like mid-afternoon, they got Wofford coming into town. Watch out.
Shout out to
Watch
the
out
Terriers.
for the Terriers of Wofford.
Wofford, here's a fun fact about Wofford. That is where the Carolina Panthers have their training camp every year.
Really?
Yeah.
You're telling me South Carolina's playing an NFL team in November? That's talk about the most. Man, their strength of schedule is going to shoot through the roof.
What I'm saying. They're playing literally an
Yeah.
NFL
Oh,
team.
wow. That's insane. Man, if they lose that game, they should definitely make the playoff. 100%. That's such a good quality
They
loss if they lose
should
that.
win the
Yeah, they should
national
just hand them the national
championship.
title if they lose that game, basically. You just hand it to them. Just hand them the national title. All right, quick run through though. BYU at Arizona State.
Give me Arizona State. Coach Dillingham.
I do love me some Kenny Dillingham.
I'm in on coach.
And Cam Scadabo is one of my favorite players in the country. But I'm going with BYU. They're just older. Mormons, you know, it's just really that simple for me. Everyone, too many people are on ASU right now for me to swing that way. Army at Notre Dame.
Go Army, beat Navy. Oof. I mean, I can't. How can I not say that Army? Like, Army's a better team than
I
NIU.
know. That's not how it works.
They just are.
You have to play the
I
games.
know it's not how it works.
You have to play the games.
But Army is a significantly better team than NIU.
Notre Dame is a significantly better team than Army typically, and they play them every year. They know their style of play. They practice it in the off season. I like Notre Dame take care of business here. In terms of handling the triple option, which they practice in training camp because they face multiple triple option teams throughout the year, because Notre Dame plays a very, very tough schedule. And damn near like an SEC
This is a
schedule.
soft.
They play, like, it's
Yeah, this is
honestly
a
like such
Southeastern
an SEC
Conference.
schedule. Like, they play zero conference games. It's insane. It's like genius. Let's play less conference games. Let's play that. Yeah.
Don't even play
Genius. Yeah.
conference
We
games. We don't even have a
have a
conference.
conference. Exactly. It's genius. They're playing chess. I didn't realize these were the rules the whole time, but they are.
Yeah, Notre Dame just gets to get in. They're like, oh, you're playing football this
Ooh,
year? You guys
still
out
got the
there
gold helmets?
again?
Yeah, that'll look good on TV.
You still got
Oh,
those
yeah.
gold
Perfect.
helmets?
Yeah, they do have good uniforms, I will admit. And they look great on TV.
I mean, listen. Yeah, there's a reason why they get copied all over the place. Like, it's Notre Dame.
And
We joke and joke and kid, but it's Notre Dame.
Colorado goes to Kansas. That'll be interesting. I like Colorado.
I have to say, full-blown hand up, I wrote off Kansas. I feel like a
Kansas
lot
has
of
to
people
win out to
did.
go bowling. They're a good enough team to pull that off, low
But
key.
Kansas beat
Yeah.
BYU, no? Yeah.
Couldn't beat Illinois, though. Illinois is in the Big Ten. Best conference in America. Right?
Yeah. That's a great point,
Watch
Brad.
out.
Great
Texas
point.
plays Kentucky this week. Watch out. Watch out for Kentucky. Watch out for Kentucky. Watch out for them.
Watch
Watch
out for
out.
him.
Watch out.
Look out.
Oh my God. We should have been. I wish I had this on deck just so we could preview the SEC like this all year. This is so fun. I think Ole Miss loses to Florida this week, by the way. That's what I was remembering. I was talking about. I think Florida's going to win this week. That's who they're playing. They're playing Ole Miss at home in the swamp. It's at noon, which is the tricky thing. But I kind of like that. I don't know. Noon at the swamp.
It's going to be it's in Florida. There's a little bit of a cold front this weekend, so it's going to be cool. It's not going to be that typical, like,
November's in the heat. Swamp. Yeah, I hear you.
It's going to be like 70.
November's in the swamp. And yeah, Bama's going to kill Oklahoma. It's going to be bad. A&M's going to kill Auburn. That's also going to be bad. But yeah. That's really it.
Yeah, look at they. Even when they play conference games, they're soft.
Yeah, I wouldn't be scared of either of those teams if I were them. If they play them close, if you play Oklahoma close right now, you're insane. You're just a bad team. I'm sorry. You can follow Six Inside and Indiana Football Podcast on Twitter at Six Inside Pod. You can follow myself at Bradley_Loomis8. You can follow Alec at Alec Keezer. And check out Key Sports Network. Also, check out his new articles on Hoosier Huddle. He's been grinding, this guy. He's fallen asleep on me. And now he's got it at this podcast. Give him all the love. Give him all the support. He loves the Hoosiers. Very dedicated. And he's totally going to get this episode out. 100%. He's 100% going to get this episode out. He's totally going to do it this time.
Yes, this episode's getting out. And I'm... There, yeah, I have another article coming for HoosierHuddle.com is coming this week, and I'm excited to write it. And God damn it, I need more time.
Don't we all? Shout out the boys, Wave, Nick Skrills, Signal.
Don't we all?
Check out Friends and Collaborators, Instrumental Volume 1 on streaming platforms today. Our intro song is 1621, and our outro song is the Sweet Sound of Butter Symphony. Take us away. Go Hoosiers.
Beat Ohio State,
fuck Ohio.
Man. Just fucking
fuck
do
Ohio.
It.
I would never say that. I would never say fuck Ohio. But that's how I feel, basically. But I'll never say it. Fuck Ohio. I'll never say it.
Hoosiers.